Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Well, it's almost end of the week and almost end of the month, and of course, it's that time of year coming up. That's the federal crop insurance price discovery window during the month of February. And don't forget to give Heartland Investor Services and our division of crop insurance, Heartland Diversified Crop Insurance, a call here where you can utilize our proprietary software to optimize your crop insurance policy with the best possible rates and coverage. We live and breathe the ag pricing industry here. So let us be your one-stop shop for your crop marketing and insurance needs. Our crop marketing advisory with our crop insurance right here at heartlandinvest.com, 701-222-0221. Well, grain futures, it's been a tumultuous week, sharply lower Monday, sharply higher on Tuesday on wheat. Beans covered about a 60-cent trading range twice this week. And now as we go into the end of the week, we're staring down the Argentine rain that there is some occurring right now as we speak. They're looking for this rain into Saturday to accumulate anywhere from 1 to 2 inches across the heart of the soybean and corn growing areas of Santa Fe, Cordoba, La Pampa, along with Buenos Aires. Next week, the Euro model holds out chances for rain again starting Wednesday through Thursday. The GFS as well, but much less quantities, and that's what the market's been fighting over. There's rain coming, but they're not quite sure if it's going to be drought-busting style. Well, so far, it's been steadily helping out the crop. Many are anticipating crop ratings. We'll see improvements already next week on the Thursday afternoon data from the Argentine Grain Exchange. Corn planting will be taking place soon in Brazil. And they've got a lot of moisture for that big winter corn crop, along with the Argentine corn crop that's going in. Moisture should be very helpful in getting that crop underway for growth. So after overnight strength, that follow-through buying from yesterday's good close was minimal with the rains occurring, and so we're now drifting on the session. Soybeans for March right now down 12 and a quarter at 15.11 and a quarter. That puts them 5 cents higher than last Friday's close. November new crop beans down 3 and a quarter, 13.49 and a quarter, and they're well below last Friday's close. Now corn, March up 0.75 cents today, 6.83 and a quarter, on hopes that China will be showing up next week and starting some corn buying. Again, typically they'll buy our corn in the month of February and going into March, and so they're holding out hope for that. The spot corn has the premiums. There is no reason to be holding corn, according to the board, beyond next month and March. We have March corn up 0.75 cents, 6.83 and a quarter. May down a quarter, 6.79 and three quarters. July off 2.5 at 6.65 and a half. So you get it, all the premiums up front. December new crop corn lower by 3 and a quarter today, 5.86 and three quarters as they head back to the lows of the week. In the wheat market, we're still seeing some short covering take place in the Kansas City wheat contract, whereas Chicago seemed to have blown its top yesterday for now. March Chicago wheat off 4 and a quarter, 7.48 and a quarter. Kansas is still 1 and three quarters higher, 8.66 and a half, with the Minneapolis March contract a quarter higher at 9.18 and a quarter. New crop September down 1 and three quarters at 8.79.
How would you like to have free live trading quotes on your phone to trade the volatile grains, energies, metals, and indexes? Call 1-800-359-0221 to inquire about free live trading quotes on your phone.
Cattle trading still at a standstill. Cash is not breaking out. The bids from the packers are 153 to 154, whereas offers are hanging up there at 157. The only trade occurred this week was some trade in Nebraska yesterday on address basis. They were at steady money at 248. So the February cattle board quiet, down 7 cents, 156.65, while April is showing a 20 cent gain, 160.72. Up 27 cents for June, 157.65. Feeder cattle up 42 cents for March, 183.27. The April is up 32 cents, 187.32. And after a big, robust bounce in the hog market here this week, yesterday and the day before, we're down 87 cents on February, 76.15. April off 27, 86.72. But the summer months are strong. June up 62 cents, 103.67 on follow through buying after tagging the $100 mark earlier this week. Gold down 10 cents, $1,929.90, which is near steady with last Friday, whereas silver is down on the week, down about 30 cents right now for the week, and it's all right now down 36 cents on the March silver, 23.65. Bitcoin is down 45 bucks, $23,174. Ethereum lower by $23.50, $1,584. And in the crude oil market, after being higher all overnight and in the morning, turning sharply lower today. As talk is, we've got some Russian crude oil that's going to increase sales by 50% out of the Baltic ports above what they were selling in December. That took the bloom off the market of excitement over the potential Chinese buying for crude oil that could occur next week and our recent friendlier data from the GDP numbers. And so with that, crude oil giving up the ghost and closing lower, well, got to close here in about 50 minutes. And if we do close here, we'll be lower on the day and lower on the week. We're down $1.39 on March crude oil, $79.62. Gasoline off 2.5 cents to $2.59. And the diesel fuel market, we are lower by 9.5 cents a gallon, down to $3.20 right now. Any questions? You can always find us at heartlandinvest.com, 701-222-0221, or 1-800-359-0221. Thanks for listening, and you have yourself a profitable day.
Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.